Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 315 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 9th is summarize a dark time in your life. Search the intricacies of the time and discover how you can use it to let your light shine to the world and give hope to others who have gone through a similar situation. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. Our inside fundamental of being a lighthouse, which helps lay the foundation for our outside action fundamental of leading by serving, is all about understanding that our lives have the potential to touch many other lives. We all have a light inside us we were created with, and gifts and abilities that we are meant to share with the world. Unfortunately, many times we think that the dark times in our life disqualify us from leading others. However, it is actually the exact opposite that is true. It is our tough times and responding in a positive manner to create a better version of ourselves that qualifies us to be a beacon for others. As we've talked about before on the podcast, our light inside of us exists even when things in our life are cloudy, when we feel barely able to survive, when we are facing curveballs and punches from life. That light, no matter how dim it may seem, still burns within us. And when we come out of those valleys, the tough times not only qualify us to lead others, but they actually help us in making connections with other people. Because what we are looking for in leaders is people who have been where we are and have come out of the valley and reached the mountaintop. So when we experience a dark time in our life, and we all have them, or we will all experience them at some point, we shouldn't think our experience disqualifies us from being a leader. When we are able to rise above and overcome obstacles, those dark times become a source of connection when we are vulnerable enough to share our experiences with others. Now, one thing to remember is that this vulnerability about our dark time helps us make connections with other people who have gone through or are experiencing similar situations. But our dark time will not be similar to everyone else's dark time. And we have to remember it will not provide a connection to every single person. However, even if our experiences are different, it can help us develop a greater sense of empathy and understanding that while all our experiences may not be exactly the same, everyone does struggle with something during different periods of their life. So how about you? Can you summarize a dark time in your life? Can you search the intricacies of the time and discover how you can use it to let your light shine to the world and give hope to others who have gone through a similar situation? As we continue on our leadership journey, we need to understand that our dark times do not disqualify us. In fact, they qualify us to build stronger relationships and deeper connections if we're vulnerable enough to share them. And when we share our experiences and model how we have used our hard times to create a better version of ourselves, we can touch the hearts of our students and athletes. And when we touch the hearts of those young people, we make a difference in their lives. And when we make a difference in their lives, we will increase our impact on the world by improving 1% at a time and giving our students and athletes a better version of ourselves every day.